Page 12.
The meaning of everything.
万物的意义。
About 400 years ago, people began to make English dictionaries. In 1857, some people realized that those dictionaries were not good enough. Some were too old, some had got many words wrong. A new one should be made to cover all the English words and their meanings. In the next 20 years, much work was done. But the editor was changed again and again. When would the new English dictionary be ready? In 1879, James Murray came. He loved English, and he had learned many languages, all on his own. Could he be the right person? Murray had his own ideas. If there was only one person, it would take him 100 lifetimes. If there were 100 people, it would be finished in one lifetime. If there were 1,000 people, it would be done in 10 years. As soon as Murray took over the job, he put flyers in bookshops and libraries, asking all English speakers to help. Murray's idea worked. Many people wrote letters with words and meanings. With everyone's help, everything went quickly. In 1884, the first part of the dictionary was published. After many years, this great dictionary was given a new name, the Oxford English Dictionary.
Word Box
小词库
Dictionary
词典
Enough
足够的,充分的
Cover
包括,包含
Meaning
意义,意思
Editor
书籍的编者
Change
改变,变化
Own
自己的,本人的
Lifetime
一生
Flyer
小广告传单
Part
书等,有指单独发行的部,部分
Publish
出版，发行。